welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Alice. Today, we are going to talk about if you are a person that's going to do better if you buy a home, build your own home, or remodel an existing home, or hire a designer to help you.
Or all of the above with the designer.
Or all of the above. Yeah. I mean, I think we've lived long enough and done design long enough that we've worked with some clients that are like, you would be so much happier not doing a remodel. You'd be so much happier if you could just buy an existing home and then have a designer come in and just help you make it your own, right? Yeah. Because maybe they hate making decisions, right? Maybe this old home is haunting them. And they just hate the fact that somebody has lived there before.
Or they had the misconception that it would be less expensive because it's a remodel.
Right.
We're here to kind of clear all those myths.
Yeah.
And kind of set you straight.
So. Definitely. And also I think people have dreams of living in a brand new home that they want to build their own and make it, you know, exactly the way they want it. But they don't realize how involved it is. And maybe they're really like risk averse. They don't like taking the risk. They don't like making a million decisions, which is
paralyzed by decisions, really.
Yeah. Right? And you know, if that's you, if you hate making decisions or if you don't have the time in your life to be able to sit down and make decisions for your home every single day.
Yep.
Or also if you live with somebody that's maybe really, financially tight with your pocketbook, because they're maybe great at saving, they're really going to hate the process of building or remodeling because there's so many unknown costs that creep up. It just gets project creep. It always does.
Yep.
So we want to sort of break down from our experience why you might be better for a remodel or a new build or just buying an existing home.
Exactly.
Cool. Let's launch into it.
All right. So let's start with remodel.
Yeah.
Like why you are good for a remodel if.
Yeah.
Perfect. If you like, I think one, for me anyway, if you like an old home, I think that there is a charm when you like walk down streets and you see old homes and you're like, I want to have one of those. Or, you know, there's just something in that that just grabs your soul that you just want to have that. Then a remodel would be good for you because you're going to want something that has some history to it. Know too with the remodel that it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's often more expensive. Too, because you don't know what's behind wall number one with plumbing or the electrical or any of the things, because a remodel is just like you kind of get what you get and you are in charge of fixing it to what you want it to be. So anyway, so you are good for a remodel if you just that old home and or the landscaping or the area is just too good to pass up and you have to have something that's existing.
Yeah.
You're a great candidate for a remodel.
Totally. I like that. Yeah. And I think you need to be somewhat flexible as a person too.
Yeah.
To take on these surprises. Maybe you're handy or your significant other is handy and they're not going to freak out if water starts coming out of something.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. So you just recently bought a home from the 70s.
Yeah.
Right? And you were raised in a home that was built in
1911.
So when it was time for Sue to look for a home last year, she bought... She was not interested in anything that started with the year 2000.
No, and in fact, I actually pulled you from one because we were just looking to see what was available.
I've never seen Sue more depressed in my life. I wish I still had this polo.
I'm like, this is okay. I walked through this home that was probably built like circa like two. It was nice. It was built like recently, probably 2018 or something, 17. And I'm like, I could work with this, right, Jess? I was like calling for therapy sessions. Yeah. I'm like, could I work with this?
And I think she's going into a prison sentence. She just hated it.
I could eat that food, right?
Her face hated
okay.
it. Yeah.
Oh, but the end of the day, my husband kind of had to bring me back and say, Sue, he's like, this is, if we moved into that would be temporary. You know, he's just like, we're project people. Like we love a project. We love making it our own. And we're not, and like we lived in our rental and made it fantastic for 13 years. Because we kept investing in it.
Well, let me just tell you guys right now, they over-improved their rental.
It was my parents, though. Yeah. So I don't feel bad about it.
Sue put all of her life savings into a rental. And that's what we love about her.
I know. If I'm in it, I'm in it.
Dang it. I wish it was my attic that you were renting. Yeah. I know. A new kitchen, a new bathroom.
Exactly.
Yeah, they make everything beautiful. And you guys just chip away at it and make it extraordinary. And it's the most unique, one of a kind thing anybody's ever been in, and it can't be replicated because it doesn't have the history of an old home.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. What's one of the biggest surprises? I'm going off the page right
off
now.
Off script.
Yeah. What's one of the biggest surprises about moving into your current remodel? Because you guys are only in it 1 year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit over one year.
One of the biggest surprises about buying a remodel home that you didn't know about it.
I don't know.
About a septic tank.
Oh yeah, you guys, I have a septic tank. Yeah. So that line in Christmas Vacation when Cousin Eddie says the shitter's full, I can say that now. Every 5 years I can say shitter's full, call the guys, gonna empty the septic. Anyway, that was a new thing. I'm like, who? I knew no about septics.
Yeah, you're not tied
Who's
into
that?
Mainland plumbing,
I am
right?
not. No, yeah. I'm living off the grid pretty much. And they were like the first people on the street to build. They called it Old Highland because like there was nothing around them. They were horse people. Mm-hmm. So that was a big surprise for me.
Did you have to empty it?
No. Yeah. We have it like emptied every like 5 years and you put like this,
but have you had to empty it since?
We cleaned it out when I didn't want to have other people's septic and in my now septic. Gross.
Can't mix septic. Aren't you glad you tuned into this podcast?
I'm so sorry, guys. Anyway, but that was a surprise that like I had no idea.
Yeah.
That also just like they were cowboys, just like the plumbing. He probably Jimmy rigged a lot of this stuff himself.
Yeah.
And so when I have now like plumbers that I trust come in, they're like, well, we're going to have to redo some things. And I'm like, okay, that's going to cost you. Same with electrical.
Things are done different in the 70s.
It was done differently than the 70s. And like just weird stuff that you're just every time we write like, would turn a corner and there would be an issue. I'd be like, cowboys, they were cowboys. And like, this is what we get, you know, cause we wanted the land and we loved the neighborhood and had this barn and just like this, a room to dream, mm-hmm. you know, it had land and space to like kind of dream about the future. And so that's what we're doing right now. And I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And I'm so glad I didn't buy that new build because that would have been depressing. Cause I would have just been looking for the next opportunity to find something that felt more everlasting.
And the unknown for Sue is more exciting than the known, right?
Yeah, I love a surprise.
You have an acre of land with a barn on it, and you're like, Jess, I could get peacocks.
I know.
You know, like
I have three horses out there right now, and it's the most fun.
And they're not even your own.
It's not. Yeah, they're my nephews. But I was just like, I can look out, and I have horses on my land.
Yeah,
that's fun.
And that's what you love is the flexibility and like room to dream, and it's just the best because you've got a whole acre sitting out there.
Yeah, and I like almost being given a box and saying, what would you do with this? Uh-huh. You know, and like, it's a creativity story for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to make this box that I've been given awesome.
Yeah.
Versus a new build where you're creating a box, which is also very exciting, you know, but you just have to be okay with that. It's a totally different process. Are you given like a word problem or are you making one up? You know, like that's the difference of a remodel and a new build. And it's a total different muscle that you're flexing on each.
Yeah. And I feel like
it really is.
On a remodel, the budget has to stay somewhat fluid.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's kind of an ongoing thing, or even if it's going to be done all at once, it's still not going to be the exact price that you budgeted because you're always solving for some
you
new
just
thing
don't know
that pops up.
Exactly.
Right?
What's behind door number one.
Mm-hmm. Nothing ever is what you it costs what you think it is. It's gonna
so
cost
you, but don't you think the flexibility has to be even more so with a remodel because there's surprises that are dealing with history that we don't have.
Yep. Yeah,
and today.
I have a good example of this. A couple of my neighbors, one built new, tore down the house, built new. He actually owns a construction business. And one other neighbor who's lived there for quite some time has kind of chipped away at it and did this whole like addition and remodel. And when they talk to each other, they've told us they're just like, if you're going to do something, just demo that part of the building and rebuild because it will cost you less. Mm-hmm. We know in our business that like we did a remodel down here in Provo and it was a beautiful home, great neighborhood. And they love this house, but the inside was a mess. So they're like, we'll just remodel it. After doing the whole remodel and talking with the builder, he told us like point blank, he's like, I could have built this for, you know, 1.5 times less than I just spent on the full remodel. So we know that like, if you're going to take a remodel all in one swoop, you're not going to live there. You're going to get it exactly the way you want. Then you should probably just build unless the land is sentimental or like you love the people or the area. Right.
And I feel like this is a huge mindset shift.
Yes.
For a lot of people.
Mind's blown. Because
you always feel like it's going to be more affordable to remodel. And yeah. It's just not. It's like the yellow rocking chair.
It's a golden rocker.
The reason it feels that way is because you can do it over time. So you're like, I'm going to save up $20,000 and I'm going to do this bathroom or whatever that may be. And so you can do it in like increments rather than like, let's get that big loan. You know what I mean? So that's probably why. In my mind, that makes sense too, but it's hard. Like
Over time, if you were to add up all those things, you could have built a house.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think that's what my neighbors were saying. Like it is more expensive to remodel, but but again, there's a soul to it. Yeah. You have to be cool with the soul.
We have a note here that says remodels are nice if you have a tighter timeline, although they can still be quite expensive because of the history behind the walls. Do you think that the timeline of a remodel is quicker than a rebuild?
No.
I think oftentimes stretch on forever because you're slowly chipping away at it.
Yeah, a new build, you have to put a toilet in there because you're going to have to use that. In a remodel, you have a toilet. You're going to replace it at some point with a better one. But again, I guess to Corey's point, like you can live in it if you just can't bite off the whole thing. You can live with what you have. And that's what we're doing. You know, we're improving things like kind of one room at a time, little by little. And so, but
you're doing it with your own cash and your own disposable income.
Yeah.
When you're chipping away slowly, where with a new build, you've got a bank loan for it and it's going to come due and then you'll start paying your mortgage, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it has to get done in a certain amount of time to be able to make it exactly what you want, to have the inspector come in and be like, everything works, you're good to go, you can move in. So,
which is why decision making is so critical in a new build.
Yes, for sure. So I think the remodel is like a run-on sentence. It will just kind of keep going on and on and on, right? But you can continue to create.
Yeah.
And as a creative person, then that box is just like the most fun coloring box of crayons in the whole world, right?
Yep.
The new build is definitely for somebody that can make decisions.
Yeah.
And this is one of the
biggest... Wants to make them fast and like knows exactly what this like finished box is going to look like.
Definitely.
The more prep you do beforehand, though, the less like seemingly quick decisions you have to make. Like if you know, this is the tile that I want. I want this wallpaper somewhere in my house, or this is, you know, I want finish work on these walls or in this room or whatever. The more decisions you have like that beforehand, before it's sitting in front of you, the better you're going to be, because the less stress, because it does get stressful. I mean, even if someone's super organized. So
I would say a best practice for us at Alice Lane is we like to get started 6 months before the home breaks ground. That might sound crazy, guys, but I'm going to tell you right now.
And we're good decision makers.
We are. We make decisions for a living and we have all the resources at our fingertips because that's what we do. Yeah. So that means you're going to have to drive to the tile store and to the carpet store and everything else, where we might have them on hand, or we have a tile rep that's going to run it to us. And so we're doing this in 6 months with all of the resources we need at our fingertips. So you need to get started on this new build if you're going to do it. Yeah. Pretty quickly after you have those floor plans, even before it goes to the city to get approval, you need to be designing it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So if you're going to do a new build, let's talk about the type of person that's going to love a new build, right?
And Jesse, you did a new build.
I'm a new build.
You're a new build.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, I think Jess is a new build. Yeah.
Because you could be anything. And I think that's one thing that Jess always says is like, it can be anything.
Yeah.
You know, and I just got to design it.
Yeah.
So.
It's so fun. And it's really fun to work with an architect and to sort of make this thing your very own thing on the earth that's never existed before. And just like, there's so much beauty with the landscape architects and the way this is going to be excavated and the way it will connect with all of the different entry points of your home. My basement is a walkout basement, so it's all above ground on the one level, but in the front it's not. And just even your approach to the home, the approach to the driveway, the approach to the backyard, if you're having a backyard party, all of just the way the house is seated on the home. I think in my dream, my home's going to have a really far setback from the road so that it feels, I guess, more southern
kind of
in
journey.
That way.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally
more of a
southern.
Journey to the front road. I mean, to the front of the house and not be so close to the road.
Yeah,
I love so that. There's a lot of things that I think make it really magical to sit and work with another visionary to create a home, which is super fun.
You have more control. Obviously, yeah. over the end product remodels, but you don't.
You're also making so many more decisions because you have to decide with the architect. You have to have a vision to want to sit with an architect, figure out what you want to build, right? And then once you have that, you've got to go through the whole process of the city and understand things. You've got to meet a builder, decide which builder is one that you want to be in a relationship with because you're going to be doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
And understanding his fees and if you like each other and all of that. So it's a huge trust fall, you know, the whole thing.
I think you make a good point talking about the fees. You know, if you're going to start a new build, understand like what you're starting with, like what is the budget? Cause you're always going to go over budget. So know like your
100% cap. 100% of the time.
Know your cap, like have a goal, know your cap, and then communicate that to the architect. And I hope that he is respectful of that because you might have a lot of dreams. We have a dear friend that she loves a barrel vault. Mm-hmm. And so she presented these plans that her architect developed that had all these barrel vaults. And we're like, wow, that's going to be glorious. It'll be expensive.
So expensive.
Yeah. Just in the framing and then just the finishing of it and everything. So just understand, you know, what you love and what you can afford too, that at the end of the day, that isn't going to like ruin your relationship with you and the other person living here. Yeah. So, yeah.
I would say maybe don't ever share your final number with someone because I think,
keep that cap to yourself.
Like maybe give yourself a 10% buffer or something, whatever that is. Just because I think
more.
Yeah. I mean,
30%.
Yeah. Because
here's what's not in your bid. This is shocking to people.
Speak.
Landscaping. That does not come with your new home. It does come with an existing home if you're just going to build. So here's a pro tip. If you're any chance married to an accountant, do not new build. I'm sure there are other professions too, but we have a couple of friends whose husbands are accountants and they really, really dislike not knowing a final number.
Keep it tight.
Yeah. Because the landscaping is not free with the build of a home. Neither are blinds.
Or shades, yeah.
Get them involved early enough so you can put that in your budget.
That would be so lovely, yeah. Get your landscaper hired.
So lovely.
But here's the problem though. If you are married to an accountant, he's not going to let you hire a landscape architect. Because he's going to be like, nah, I can do it myself. I can get sprinklers.
Do you know how hard it is?
He's like, no, we're not buying sod. We're going to use seed because it's cheaper. Do you know what I mean? It's just, you're like, okay, I can't have this many fights with my husband or my significant other. So we're going to buy an existing home because we know the exact price of the home. And maybe we can even get a deal on it and get it 10% below ask or something, depending on the market you're in.
Yep.
And then you know the price of the home.
The grass is free with purchase.
And so are
oftentimes
all the trees.
Yeah.
And so are the window coverings.
Yeah.
And so you can move right in and be happy and not worry that you're living in this incomplete state. Mm-hmm. And then you still have to have subs show up even after you build. Yeah. Or even after, because things are never quite exactly finished. Just depending, there's always something.
Yeah. And if you're the type of person that wants a finished product, just know that it'll be faster to get there with probably a remodel.
I would say just move into an existing home.
Put your art up, get great furniture,
wallpaper, a bathroom, make it your own.
Exactly.
You need to switch out the carpet, but you're going to be so completely overwhelmed and frustrated by building or remodeling if you don't like to make a million decisions, if you don't like the unknown of finances.
Or if you have to wait for the right shades for 5 years after living into the house.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, so just for a little bit of cold water in the face factor, you just barely did shades with the client. How much are just window coverings just to give them shade or just so the sun's not blaring in their eyes?
Hunter Douglas, I feel like we've been anywhere from like, depending on the size of the house, 30,000, 50,000 to 200,000.
Yeah.
Honestly, depending on the size of the house, shades. Yeah. And that is the stuff that just like keeps the sun down, keeps a block out. They're obviously less expensive option, but like with Hunter Douglas, it can get up there depending on what you're going for.
Yeah.
And it's so expensive. Can you imagine not knowing that cost?
It's not mortgaged.
That's a big cost.
On almost every case I've ever seen. Yeah. And then you're living with paper blinds up in your windows for years because you maybe didn't budget for that. Or maybe you're like, you know what? I'd rather have a sectional. I need bar stools. So all these other costs, we should really get grass in the yard because dirt's blowing into
the kids are growing up.
Yeah. The kids are growing up. We need grass. Anyway, here's the thing. You just need a lot of money to build a home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to be okay with escalation prices and things.
Especially right now.
That are unknown because Yeah, especially right now.
We're seeing it in every single category.
Yeah. It's there's of building. Never been a more expensive time to build. Also weird things like appliances right now are like 5 months out.
Yeah.
And so like you need to order your appliances like right when you started the build, depending on how long it is. Because if you think that you're going to order them toward the end, you're going to be like Corey living without a fridge.
Yeah. I had to buy like a loaner fridge. That just is a crap. Now it's in my garage. It's nice because now I have like an extra fridge in my garage.
Wait, did you borrow it? Is that why it's a loaner fridge?
I bought it. Well, it's just like
you should start that business.
You're gonna loan it. You're gonna Airbnb your fridge. Yes,
yes. Rent to own. There you go.
No, yeah, I just bought it from a buddy, but it was like one I was replacing because they were so far out. I ordered it in November, thinking in March it'll be here.
Yeah.
It was like it got here 2 weeks ago, so in the middle of May.
There you go.
So,
yeah. So you just got to be okay with that kind of stuff. If you're building, if that kind of stuff drives you nuts, cause you're a perfectionist, just buy an existing home and then slowly make it yours. And then the financial thing isn't going to go crazy. And you'll be able to slowly chip away at it while living in a finished product.
Yeah.
Maybe something to, if you think you're going to build a home, just realize like your contractor is like not a designer nor a decision maker.
Thank you.
He works for you. You have to tell him what to do. Yeah. I mean, definitely you can ask their advice, but that's why I think Jess said, or hire a designer at the big beginning of this, because some people are just, I think, are too busy and maybe not built to make a million decisions, nor would they be happy in something that they need to remodel or just buy. So that's why the hire designer is there. So
it's probably the biggest investment you're ever going to make. And so it'd be frustrating to go to tile stores and have a young new employee advise you to put gray tile in your home. Like, when the designer knows that gray is on the clotting edge and that color is on the cutting edge. And maybe you know that you don't want a colorful backsplash anyway, but the designer is going to know all of the latest things. And I built my home 7 years ago and I would still make those decisions today. And they say every 7 years you feel like you have the itch and you want to change your home. And I was like, gosh, I still love the paint colors, the trim, the whites, the kitchen. I still feel like it's so beautiful and I could put it on the market right now.
Do you ever have the desire to, like, when you see something, you're like, oh, I would love to build a house and like incorporate that. And I mean, because I just barely finished mine, but I'm like, oh man, Mari says we're never going to build again. Cause it's a hard process. It really is.
Yeah.
We will. I mean,
yeah, it's cause you have the stomach for it. You love it.
It's the Ralph Lauren approach. You know, he has like his house in Jamaica. He has his New York penthouse. He has his home in like Vail, you know, like if you have a few things in you, then building's fun because you can make any of those things happen.
Yeah,
totally.
I want to have like, oh, I'd love to incorporate this in this house or whatever. So I just was wondering if you had that same thing. Cause
you know, I mean, I think as designers, we're always seeing new ideas that we just love. I think for the style that my home is, which is kind of a coastal type Nantucket. Yeah. Hamptons type beach house. I think it's still really beautiful and coming home to it feels so great, you know, but within the home, when I look down at my front door at night, I feel like it's my New York town home because the front door is kind of dark and stately and it's got these certain side lights and it feels kind of narrow like a town home. And so I feel like I have different elements that sort of satisfy my city, others that sort of satisfy my beach, you know, there's like different pieces and parts of it that are all in that one home. And I really do love it. There's kind of a new house that's starting to percolate in my stomach. I can feel it, but I know I have to build the new Alice Lane building that we're going to build this year. And then after I get that building out of me, then I'll be able to start getting the new house inside of my body. So I really feel my way through the whole thing. And it's something that we're born with it, or once we're in the industry that we see how easy it is for our minds to be able to get it there. And we can talk shop with the subs and they like building with our design team a lot because we're so technical. And so we can tell them how we see it coming together, the pieces and parts to make the thing we're trying to create. And it's just so fun.
It is fun.
You know, it's just like, It'd be like not using a talent to not build. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think though, like certain people should not put a home on the earth because there's only so much land.
Yeah.
And so if you don't know what you want, you're not good at making decisions, you just shouldn't build a home because there's only so much land and you're going to, you know, you're going to make a terrible Frankenstein of a home.
And you're going to hate the process.
And when I drive through certain neighborhoods, I get angry when I see a house that's ugly. And I'm like, why did they build a home? They should have bought something out there. Let the people that like to do this do it so that the communities are beautiful.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody should make them prove that they can, that they won't.
That's
ruin
my
the
government.
Neighborhood.
That's what I say.
There's an olive. There's like an olive. It's not even olive. I don't know. It's this like weird, it's stucco, but they painted it. It's green.
Uh-huh.
And it has like that old, it's like 90s rock, like
wainscoting like
on the outside. And it is literally the ugliest house. It's like half a block away from mine. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. Right. Here's the thing too.
It's rude to your neighbors.
It still costs the same amount of money to choose a better stucco than that stucco, or to choose a better rock than that rock.
Money can be spent for good or for evil.
Yeah. Yes. And so it's good to consult a professional on these things.
Yeah. And don't just leave it up to your builder. To Corey's point, he said that, please don't like phone that in and say, I don't have time. You make the decision.
Yeah.
That's not the right move, guys. Yeah. It's a sea of regret is what that is.
For sure.
There are trades for a reason. I mean, like plumbers are good at plumbing, right? I mean, builders are good at building.
Mm-hmm. Designers are good at designing.
Exactly. Yeah. And building and designing is not the same thing.
Definitely. Nope. I was also going to make the point that, renting a home, like for the, like being like a newly married person or a newly employed something, and you've got a good job and you've rented for the last 5 years, and then also you want to build a home, might not be the best move because owning a home and learning how you live, or even if you're going to rent a home, but I think you need to have some sort of experience in living in a home to have the opinions to build a home.
Yeah.
Amen. I agree.
You know?
Yep.
You know how you like a kitchen to function, you know, the flow of it, you know how, what you want in your mud hall, you know what you want for your closet. You just have more opinions, and because it's custom, it can be anything. Mm-hmm. And that home is going to sit on the earth for 70 years if it's not built great. Right.
Yeah.
If it's built really, really well, it's going to live for hundreds of years.
There are just things
you don't. So let's do a good job.
Yeah. There's just things you don't know until you know them.
There's a huge responsibility in building, people.
Yep.
Yeah. There let's is. Do it right. Or don't do it at all. Yeah. Buy an existing home.
Thank you. Preach. Yes. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely. Okay. So, next point we wanted to make is, the remodel, it's got a lot of costs. Demolition is something to take into consideration, unless you think you're going to demo it yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you got a bad back and you, do you know what I mean? And you're like the only one, pretty soon your buddies are going to hate you. Because they're like, hey, you want to hang out? I'm going to buy the beers. So you just come on over. And
oh, that happens.
We're going to ruin your fingernails. Oh, no. You know,
yeah.
You're not going to be able to walk tomorrow. Anyway, I mean, it's an expensive thing. So keep in mind when you're doing this, if you're going to bankroll it yourself, because you don't have, like a mortgage for a remodel, then keep in mind that demolition and installation costs are going
it
to
just kind of doubles your pocket right there.
It does. Yeah. For certain. Any other points that you wanted to tell the people?
I don't know. I think people know what they are.
Yeah, you do.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you know you're an old home. I know I'm a new home.
Yeah, exactly. And we have, I mean, just even like we have friends that just like, they won't even go to like a vintage store and like wear up someone else's old clothes. They're not destined for a remodel.
Yeah.
They couldn't handle that. So, you know, like just these little idiosyncrasies on how you live your day-to-day life. If you are good at decision-making, if you're quick and you know what you love, you're great for a new build. Mm-hmm. If you're not, if you like an old home, if you like old trees, if you like old things and you're not going to find soul in a new home, mm-hmm. you're a remodel.
Yeah. So. And here's the thing too. If you don't love to make decisions, if you're a perfectionist, you think you want to build a new home and you do it. There's something about being friends with somebody while they're building that the only thing they want to do is talk about their home. That's kind of a torture.
I was like that and I felt so annoying.
You're that person, Corey.
Yeah.
No, I felt like you weren't. I mean, it was fun though to talk about it with you because we all love design, but it is going to overtake your whole life. Yeah. If you don't want that for yourself, hire a designer because they're going to make all these decisions for you. You're going to show up to a meeting. You're going to see your bathrooms and your bedrooms come to life. You're going to be excited and you can talk to your designer about it, but then you can still maintain your friendships, you know,
without asking all your friends. This is another thing, asking all your friends what tile they would do. Don't do that either.
Oh, don't do that.
Again, if you think you're going to do that and you're like, no, I have a good community around you. Don't do it. Just know what you want. Yeah. Know who you are. Know what decisions you would make if you're going to build
Do not crowdsource your new build.
No, do the North Star. We talk about the North Star all the time. Mm-hmm. Figure out what you love. Mm-hmm. Your North Star will tell you if you're a new builder, if you're a remodel.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, thanks so much for listening to today, you guys, as we talk about buy, build, remodel, or hire a designer. Thanks so much for listening. If there's a topic you want us to talk about, write us at DearAlice@AliceLaneHome.com. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.